99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. All our social media, you can get a hold of us there. Sometimes we like to dive down to the Facebook comments of a particular post and read the comments. You know, just kind of bring them to life. So yeah, this one takes us to Massachusetts.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so the Marlboro Police Department asked for the public's help, actually, on a Facebook post to identify a man caught streaking through a local hotel parking lot.
Oh wow!
Along with a photo from the security camera.
Uh-oh, have they that, censored a certain area?
They did. They did it in paint. In word paint.
Scribble, looks like he's kind of wearing a big old diaper.
It does look like he's wearing a diaper.
A little bit.
And it looks like he's finishing a race.
Right.
Like his hands are up in victory.
Triumphantly crossing the finish line.
Right, the suspect who police dubbed as the Lone Streaker.
The Lone Streaker.
Was caught on camera running through the parking lot while naked.
Was there a streaking 5K in the area?
I don't know. Have we verified that? Maybe we turn our 5K for kids into a clothing optional event.
I don't think we do.
Police wrote on Facebook that the man appeared.
Was he running in different loop-de-loops?
Police said that the man appeared very proud of himself.
Oh.
As he crossed the finish line in record timing. So
what does that mean?
That's when we turn to the Facebook comments. Josh S., with everything else going on in the world, feels like this is actually positive news.
Yeah. Might be the hero we didn't know we needed.
Right. Aaron M., what if you can only identify him from the waist down and you blurt it out?
Oh, dang. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Several women jumping in there. Michael D., I have a feeling that you're being very complimentary with the amount of editing needed on that picture. Wow.
Yeah.
Sheila J., bit concerned. He forgot his mask.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he right. Did.
Okay. Salvatore P., there goes someone violating the penal code again.
You said penal code? At least he's social distancing, though, right? There's no one else nearby.
Megan S., I mean, did the whiteout really need to be that big?
Well, a lot of people are commenting on that.
Again, Facebook comments from the Lone Streaker Facebook post from the Marlboro Police Department. Natalie G., not all heroes wear clothes. And then finally from Fran M., I did it in college once and won free dinner at... for two at a restaurant and took my babe.
Fran was naked in college.
Fran apparently streaked a hotel parking lot in college and won dinner for two.
I'm hanging out with Fran.
Maybe we need to reconsider the promotions that we run here on 99.7 DJX.
I really don't think so.
I mean, the all-access summer could have different meanings.
Oh my God.
That was Facebook Fight Theater.
Oh man!
We'll share the Facebook link so you can see it.
All he has to do though to keep evading police, put clothes on.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, we're gonna need you to strip down to nothing so we can identify you in a lineup. And could you imagine the lineup? Hey, we're gonna need you to be a part of this police lineup here.
We've got five suspects.
Drop trow.